This recording, Australia 3, is copyright the International Dialect of English Archive.
When the sunlight strikes raindrops in the air, they act as a prism and form a rainbow. The rainbow is a division of white light into many beautiful colours. These take the shape of a long round arch, with its path high above and its two ends apparently beyond the horizon. There is, according to legend, a boiling pot of gold at one end. People look, but no one ever finds it. When a man looks for something beyond his reach, his friends say he's looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Throughout the centuries, people have explained the rainbow in various ways. Some have accepted it as a miracle without physical explanation. To the Hebrews, it was a token that would be no more universal floods. The Greeks used it to imagine that it was a sign from the gods to foretell war or heavy rain. The horsemen considered the rainbow as a bridge over which the gods passed from earth to their home in the sky. Others have tried to explain the phenomenon physically. Aristotle thought that the rainbow was caused by reflection of the sun's rays by the rain. Since then, physicists have found that it is not a reflection, but refraction by the raindrops which causes the rainbows. I was born and have been raised in Melbourne, Australia, in Victoria. It's a pretty large city, I gather, but not compared to like the huge like New York's, LA's of the world, but it's about 3.5 million. I like living there. It's a really nice city. I've been to Sydney before, and I have to say I don't prefer Sydney. It's a very dirty, tacky sort of place. Not that Sydney people wouldn't like me saying that. My dad's from Melbourne. He was born there and raised there all his life. Never lived anywhere else. My family lived in England for a while, for a year, but I wasn't born then. My mum's from Hong Kong. She was born and raised there and then came to Australia when she was 17. And since then she met my dad and they got married. And since then she's lived in Australia all her life. My dad teaches engineering. He's an engineering lecturer back in Australia. My mum's a nurse. And my sister, who's 22, is a physical therapist now. She just graduated last year from university and now she's working in the country town in a hospital there. Very first memory was when I was really small in my cot in my bedroom. I remember there was a bird outside the window. It was an Australian bird, and you made this noise which used to like scare the daylights out of me, and I would cry every morning at 5 a.m. I'd wake up and hear the bird and cry, and my mum just got like she got really annoyed by it because it was happened for a whole year. That every morning at 5 a.m. I wake up because this bird would wake me up, and it was like for me when I was that, like, I still think of it, and it sounded like some horror movie sort of bird. It was really freaky. Yeah, and so when I used to hear that, and still when I hear it now, it sort of freaks me out a bit. This strange bird, it makes a really weird sound, just sings this really evil sounding song.